Listen very, very carefully to me this morning. To this message, I am going to be intentionally sluggish so that you can catch every word I'm saying here this morning. It's good to listen very, very carefully. Unmasking the enemy.
Sisi ibuju ota.
That is removing the mask. Or removing the covering. Or removing the veil. Unmasking the enemy.
Sisi ibuju.
That's why I say, listen very carefully. A lot of people have been destroyed. Some are lost. Some have shortchanged their destinies. Simply because they call their enemies their friends. They call their friends their enemies. It's a serious situation when you don't really know what you are facing. You cannot differentiate between an enemy and a friend. Many of us who even claim to have come from families, most of those families, they can jolly well be called a lion's den. So this is how you should listen carefully. Unmasking the enemy. In Second Corinthians chapter 11. Look at this, one of the passages that scares one most in scripture. Very scary passage. 2 Corinthians 11:14. It's very fearful. Very scary indeed. One really needs to be very careful. And needs to be very vigilant. 2 Corinthians 11:14. If you are there, say yes. And no marvel. For Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. I'm no marvel. Don't be surprised that Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. You see him, it looks like an angel. But it's not. Inside is something else completely. Verse 15. So therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers be transformed as ministers of righteousness. That is the satanic ministers too. They do masquerade as ministers of righteousness. So whose end shall be according to their
work?
Please understand this very, very well. Know this, but this is scripture we're reading. This passage, is a passage that should bother any vigilant Christian. Takes me back to the story of that brother who decided on a 7 days night vigil. And he started praying. 12 midnight, he will start the prayer. And he keeps quiet at 3 a.m.
What
was going on? On one prayer point.
Not
two. He had issues. He picked just one prayer point. And was going. On the 7th day, as he prayed, he saw a man in white garment standing before him. And he said, Brother Solomon, your prayers are heard. I will uphold you with my right hand of righteousness. Brother Solomon was happy. But he looked carefully.
Said,
stop the prayer. It has been answered. I will uphold you with my right hand of righteousness.
But
when Brother Solomon looked closely at this person that looked like an angel, he found that he was raising up the left hand. And yet he was saying, I will uphold you with my right hand of righteousness. Whereas he was raising the left hand. That was something Brother Solomon discerned quickly. If this man is from God from heaven, why is he raising up the left hand and said, I will uphold you with my right hand of righteousness? Brother Solomon stopped his prayer.
Look
at the fellow. I said, receive the fire. And the thing vanished. Disappeared. It shows you the kind of vigilance we should have. Listen very carefully, beloved. The devil specializes in masquerading. Disguises. Wearing masks. Wearing covering. Wearing veil. The devil is a professor.
Professor
in the University of Chameleon.
But
they just change. So we must know, as believers, how to address those masks and covering in prayer. We must know how to address it. You know, when they say occultic. Occultic means to conceal. To hide. To cause something to disappear from your view. Something mysterious. Secret and supernatural. That's what they call occultic. We need to specifically pray to uncover the secret of the enemy. This is a very, very serious matter. And I want you to understand this. We were in Ghana many years back. And a woman brought a child, an 11-year-old boy, for prayers. She claimed the boy was always into epileptic fit. He would go into epilepsy. He would recover. Epilepsy. He would recover. So she wanted me to pray for the boy. But as I wanted to pray, I opened my eyes and looked at the boy again. I found there was a chain hanging on his neck. I said, Madam, remove that chain. She said, no. No, sir.
Said,
that chain has been upon him since he was a baby. That's why he has not died. They asked me to put it there. I said, but you must remove it. If not, I'm not praying. I said, well, you are from
Nigeria.
We don't see you here often. Because it's you, I will remove it. So she carefully took away the chain.
But
there's a small pendant below that chain. I said, Madam, break this thing open. Break it. That will destroy it. Break it. She tried. It was difficult to break. She used a stone. into two like this. Inside that thing was inscribed, I love Satan. Inside it. That's what the boy has been hanging on his neck since. I'm praying for somebody here that the miracle of uncovering darkness will begin to manifest in your life in the name of
Jesus.
If you understand that prayer, your amen will not
fail.
Second,
Satan
hides his ways from our eyes of understanding. Satan creates occultic veils and uses magic and other dark strategies to hide from sight. The Bible tells us without any ambiguity that Satan is a father of lies. A grand master in deception. Father of lies, grand master, senior professor in the school of telling lies. While I was a bachelor, I lived in a house. I saw a thing that scared me. I was genuinely scared. I was scared. There used to be a young bachelor by my side. My room was here. His room was by my side. But this young man was a womanizer. What kinds of girls coming into his room every time? One day, I was sitting outside. This girl came in. Another one came in. They made a mistake. Maybe gave them the wrong time. Normally they don't miss themselves there. But he miscalculated that day. Or so I thought. The two girls met there. I was sitting outside my own room. All of a sudden, I saw these two girls in the spirit realm. They were both old women, looking young and beautiful as
such.
And they talked to each other in Yoruba.
You are here.
And you, know,
you are the one responsible for this.
All of a sudden,
Lord,
I thought I was dreaming. That vision cleared. And I saw the two girls. You have come to take away my boyfriend.
Serious fight.
And the man came out. And was trying to separate them. And the other tenants came. They were trying to separate them from fighting. Here are two girls from the same coven, sent to destroy a person. They put up a show that they were each other's enemies to deceive this boy. The boy is dead now, killed by what he knows to do best, sleeping with women. When your eyes are closed, it's a dangerous thing indeed. The most subtle and dangerous form of operation. Let me say that again. The most subtle and dangerous form of operation of Satan is to masquerade as an angel of light. It's the most dangerous. He will carry the Bible. He may preach. He may quote scriptures. But it's all a lie. To cover up certain things. The evil you don't recognize is the greatest threat. It's evil, but you don't recognize it. It's greatest threat. If Satan came, as we often portray, with horns and with tail, we will flee. So he comes clothed in beauty and in sheep's clothing. Satan has so many disguises. It disguises so much. It will make us to be laughing at sin. The thing is sin, and you are laughing. It disguises so much. It even turns sin into entertainment. It disguises so much. It gives anesthesia to kill the pain of guilt that you are feeling. It disguises so much. It sends us teachers to tickle our ears. It disguises so much. It will be singing lullaby to us. That judgment will not come. You like, keep sleeping. Sing on. Sleep on. A lullaby song. To make a person feel there is no judgment. It masquerades so much. It will be convincing us that what is wrong is right and what is right is wrong. The enemy disguises and wear a mask to prevent discovery. Because he knows that the consequences of discovery may be catastrophic. So he will try so that they don't discover who the person is. They caught a man trying to spy. He kept saying, no, I'm not a spy. I'm not a spy. They did all kinds of checks on him. He was saying, I'm not a spy. But in that country, everybody who is a native of that country is always circumcised. Then I said, okay. You say you are part of us. We'll check you out. They undress the man. And they found that he was circumcised. And I said, okay. Okay. It's part of us. Not knowing that he really was his part. But his circumcision was part of the deception. So, because the enemy knows that the consequences of discovery may be catastrophic. I know some of you listen to me this morning. God opens your eyes and you see certain things. The way some of us will lose our temper, you will need heaven to calm them down. Because a lot of destruction has taken place in so many lives. And it's a strengthening. A man was inside a luxurious bus. Armed robbers came in. Shot people. People died in the bus. This man laid flat on the floor to pretend that he was dead. So he thought he was dead and left him alone. After the robbers had left, he stood up and found a British passport that had dropped on the pocket of a dead man. He took it. He tried. Take his own picture inside.
Oh, I fear we won't see it. See no, he will remain.
And travel with it.
Oba rini aje pelure.
He went abroad.
Oba losi oki okun.
He had a wrong identity.
Oni amidani mo tolodi.
And he also knew that discovery would be catastrophic.
Osi mo kuto ba depe mo washi awad iwari ba wadi pe omuti enti o.
He got to the immigration. And normally when you have the passport, you are not treated like foreigners. They have asked him to go. But the man there felt funny.
I said,
please come back. Please come back.
I'm sorry,
just need to ask you some questions. So, you live here?
Say bilingue.
Say yes.
Ani ben.
Since when?
Lati gbawo.
Oh, many many years ago.
A lati opoloko odun seyin.
Okay.
Oda.
Are you sure?
So da yin loju.
Say yes.
Ni ben.
So okay, sorry, I just want to ask some questions.
E ma binu mo ko fe bere bere.
Which street do you live?
Opopona wo le ngbe.
He mentioned the street.
O ba daruko opopona na.
Okay.
Ani oda.
That street. Can you mention any other street close to that street? He did not know. He said, I can't remember.
Master
said, okay. Maybe you can't remember.
Oh yeah,
so please, can you just tell me?
Secondly, stop for me.
Two.
The Meiji.
Two. Names of British newspapers.
Oruko awon iwe iroyin orile ilu oyinbo imeji.
Sir, I don't read newspapers.
Emi o ke ka iwe iroyin.
It's okay.
Oni oda oda.
Who can excuse that?
A le gba yen.
You don't know how to read newspapers.
Be mo bi e tin ka iwe iroyin.
It's okay. Sorry about that.
E ma binu.
Okay, can you tell me?
Se wa le so fun mi.
Two.
Bo ya bi imeji.
British supermarket.
Awon ile itaja ni ilu oyinbo yi.
I don't know.
Emi o mo.
You don't eat?
Hey,
so I just buy food anywhere. Okay. Maybe you don't buy food in the supermarket.
Oh yeah, he ronge ni awon ile itaja.
Man now put his hand in his pocket.
Arakunrin ba ki owo re bonu aku.
And remove a British 50p coin.
O ba mu owo ti awon ilu oyinbo yi.
What is the value of this money?
Only ba owo yi ba o le se wuyo
to. I don't spend coins.
O le mi o ki na owo olirin.
It was then they now arrested him to discover what he had done. So when somebody is trying to masquerade, they know discovery can be catastrophic. So they would try not to be discovered. I am praying again for somebody here. The anointing to masquerade unfriendly friends. Receive that anointing in the name of Jesus. Let that be a sample for all them. When you cannot unmask the enemy, you cannot remove the enemy's covering. There are terrible consequences. Number one, you will call your enemies your friend, and you call your friends enemies. With due respect, all the young people that are here, that's when you are calling your boyfriend or your girlfriend. If God opens your eyes, you will change their name to girl enemy, boy enemy.
Go and
ask most of your parents whether it was their original boyfriend they married now. You don't experiment with your destiny. Most of you are just experimenting with your destiny. Life is too short to experiment with your life. You don't use your body as experiment, which is what most of the young people are doing. That is why the generation of the young ones now, they are not They are not contributors, they are consumers because they don't understand where they are going. You call your enemies your friend, Second consequence is misfired aggression. You are fighting the wrong battle. You are fighting the wrong person. The person you should hug and embrace, you run away. The one you should avoid is the one who you are very close to. Misfired aggression. The third consequence is wasted energy. You just waste your energy, not knowing that what is causing the trouble is right before you. Number four, you may be feeding your enemies to fight you hard.
Five.
You'll be wasting your spiritual bullets. Because you are just firing the bullets at the wrong place. Six. You'll be fighting as one who beats the air. May you not fight as somebody who beats the
hair.
Seven. You will be a subject of mockery by the enemy. Eight. You'll be like the man who was hiding a serpent in his pocket. Nine. You'll be praying the wrong prayers because you can't do any sharp shooting. Ten. You'll be fighting a hard battle. 11. That it will lead to frustration. 12. It will lead to stagnancy. 13. It will lead to consistent slavery. And lastly, it will lead to long term battles. Beloved, we have an enemy who specializes in disguise and masquerading. There are humans who are not really humans amongst us. There is a barrage of lying spirits operating now. Jesus said, first Christ shall arise. And he said, they shall deceive many. There is a contest of counterfeit spirits happening now. And spiritual deception has led many astray. They don't understand. There are many here who in their own right, they are prophets. They are prophetesses. But they don't even understand themselves. Because they don't understand themselves, they are going to people they should be praying for. They should be praying for them. There are many such people there. They jump like mosquito. Mountain to mountain. Valley to valley. We will pray now and close the service. Some will still rush away again. Instead of him to go home, take his Bible, meditate on what he has had, pray some prayers, and will still rush another place. Because he really has not discovered himself. So for anyone who wants supposed to unmask the enemy. Your major, first major assignment is to unmask yourself. You yourself. Unmask yourself. It's for you to answer that deep question. Who am I? Who am I? God came to Adam in the garden.
Adam,
where are thou? Say, I heard a voice in the garden. And I was naked. I was afraid. I went to hide myself. The Lord said, who told you that you are naked? Who told you? Who gave you that information? That you are naked. The question, who told you? That God asked
Adam.
Is the same question. Many of us need to answer. To answer. What you are doing now? Who told you to do it? The husband you married. Who told you to marry? The wife you married. Who told you to marry that wife? The business you are doing. Who told you to do the business? Who told you? It's a question we need to answer. If you must know who you are, we're going to stop here and continue next time on to the strategies to now unmask the enemy. Rise to your feet now. We have some very dangerous prayers to pray this morning. Very dangerous prayers to pray. And I don't want you to take them as jokes. Because they are very, very serious prayers. Rise your feet, beloved. Have all eyes closed. Right there where you are. Begin to confess your sins to the Lord. Anything that has closed your spiritual eyes, ask the Lord to forgive you. The Lord is here. His power is the absolute power. Thank you,
Jesus.
Ask him to forgive you of anything that has closed your eyes.
Eh to ti pa yin ni ojude.
The psalmist said,
Oni Psalm wi pe,
open thou my eyes, O Lord,
la mi ni oju Oluwa,
that I might behold wondrous things
emile ma wo awon iyanu
from thy law. You are going to pray like this. With your right hand still on your two eyes. You will shout this prayer. You shout into your eyes.
Power
of spiritual cataract. Can you say that loud and clear? In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu.